The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is letter number 1717. Baruch Hashem, this is dated on the 21st day of Tammuz in Tufshin Yud Beis in 1952, Brooklyn, New York. So the Rebbe is addressing this to our friends, the Hasidim, and in addition to all those who hold Torah and mitzvahs there that are in the city of Chicago. May Hashem be with you, and may you live Sholim Rav Ubracha. Lots of peace and blessing. Now, this is the Rebbe is making an emergency appeal, in which he's appealing to the Chabad and the general community, the religious community, to support the efforts of Chabad, which was in a very, very difficult situation. It's amazing how things turned around today. You know, many Chabad houses and many places in which they keep up the work of the Rebbe are financially in a much, much better place today than they used to be in the beginnings. And over here, the Rebbe writes that the holy institutions of Lubavitch, which is basically the Merkas HaYeshivas Tomchei Temimim, those are the central organization for the yeshivas of Tomchei Temimim, and all the other institutions that are under their leadership, which is the Merkas Linyonei Chinuch, and that's the arm for education that was under the Rebbe, and the various institutions that are under its leadership, under the Merkas. The financial situation is very dire, and God forbid it places in danger their existence. The Rebbe says there was a godly success that has been hovering over these institutions from the day they were founded. We are witnessing to a godly vision, a blossoming, and an expansion of these institutions who carry fruits and fruits of fruits. They have become the lamplighters to illuminate for our brethren Israel in all places where they are settled. But, notwithstanding that, at the same time, these institutions are on a very serious financial breakdown, which touches their existence. This situation forces us to look for an influx of finances, an exceptional need for funding. And it was decided to organize it in Chicago, a fundraiser, a united emergency for the Lubavitch institutions that were mentioned before. I know the attitude of our brethren, the Bnei Yisrael of Chicago in general, and the Anash, the Hasidim of Chicago, especially to these phenomenal activities of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles for the previous Rebbe. And your inner desire to be there, to come to support those institutions that he founded. It is my hope that now as well you will stretch out a helping hand and a benevolent and a giving hand to fulfill their great lack that they need. For each and every one of the Hasidim in Chicago, it is an obligation and a privilege to put an effort to help this, whether it is by participating yourself with an amount, which is an exceptional amount, whether it is by influencing all of your acquaintances and those who are your friends about this situation to help through this to the success of this fundraiser.
Could you repeat the bold word?
This would to allow the existence of these institutions and their development for the future, to increase Torah with fear of heaven and to expound it. We are been promised that all those that support, all those that contribute, that this great mitzvah of tzedakah, this will bring down for you, for your family members, may they live, the blessings of the blessed Hashem in all that you need, children, life, and your sustenance in a wide way. I sign off by sending regards, asking, blessing you with much physical and spiritual good. So here the Rebbe was involved also in helping raise funds for Chabad in general. And like I said, that Baruch Hashem, over the time, it took a turn to the better, and Chabad is in a much better state. The existence of all the institution is not in danger as it was at the time. And the budget of Chabad combined all over the world is beyond, is astronomical. So, but the Rebbe started off, you know, with not only teaching and not only encouraging and not only helping, but just doing the nuts and bolts, helping to raise the money so that they can exist. Because, as you know, it says in the Mishnah, in Ein Kemach, Ein Torah, if there is no flour, there could be no Torah. If you don't have the means, then you can't spread the Yiddishkeit. And the Rebbe talks about, it was a phenomenal, phenomenal success, but that's the success in the activities. But the funding, that was, the Rebbe was working on it from there on. And Baruch Hashem, as you see, they continue to exist until the coming of Mashiach.